This is the Edinburgh Reporter podcast, and today I'm with the curator of Monarchs of the Glen, and your name is?
Ben Rees.
Ben, we're in the Dovecote Tapestry Studio, and we do have a lovely, it has to be a representation of the actual Monarch of the Glen. It's not the real one, is it?
No, the
That's
National
down
Galleries.
In the new Scottish Galleries. Okay, so should we start there? And oh, they're just starting up all that lovely noise now. That's the loom starting, I guess.
That's our gun tufting, gun tufted rugs being made.
Okay, well, we'll battle through. I think we'll be fine. So this is the lands here, but what is this? Is this like a photocopy or something? It's even a photocopy of the frame, isn't it?
So the National Galleries of Scotland have very kindly provided a very high quality image for us to reproduce as an adhesive paper copy, as you say, with the frame as well, to try and give an impression of what the original really looks like.
I've seen the original just recently in the new galleries, and it is spectacular, but this one is about 5 feet wide. Is this a representation of the size as well, I suppose?
Yes, it's to scale.
Yeah. Okay. And so what's the point of your exhibition here? Who are the monarchs?
So the monarchs in Monarchs of the Glen are all of the many visual representations and afterlives that Landseer's iconic painting has had since it was created in the 19th century. The image of the stag in the Highlands has almost become an icon for Scotland itself, but it's also been used to sell everything from whiskey to shortbread.
It's the shortbread, really, isn't it?
That's the key one.
It
crops up in films, TVs, music videos, and has been reinterpreted by artists for decades. Yeah. And we engaged in a project as part of our centenary celebrations in 2012 with the artist Peter Saville. And he reinterpreted a painting by Peter Blake, which was itself an interpretation of the Landseer original, and we have woven a tapestry after the Peter Saville.
Peter Blake is quite a famous artist.
He is. He's, I think, most famous for working with the Beatles.
On the Sgt. Pepper's. And
exactly.
And also he did the label for a Macallan whiskey, I think.
So there's a lovely connection there with the Glenfiddich whiskey, which takes its logo from the monarch.
So we'll move on from the monarch, and then you've got a black and white interpretation of it too.
So this was a print made very shortly after the original painting was created, just to illustrate that this reuse of the image has been going on since its inception.
But that was in 1852. It's unbelievable they had the technology to do that then, really.
They've been reproducing paintings as prints for a very long time.
Yeah. So what are people to expect then after we've oohed and aahed over the actual monarch? What's your story?
So what people will see is just some of the many reuses that the monarch image has had across Scotland, across the world. We've got everything from Scottish whiskey tins to got the shortbread tins, of course, Baxter's soup, but also more obscure, perhaps, uses like American insurance, American butter.
So they use the stag as a seal of certainty.
It is. I think that sort of old world heritage and grandeur, and the associations with wealth as well that the image has always had.
Well, you'd have to hope your insurance broker was going to be, or your insurance company was going to be sure and certain. This is from a film.
Wes Anderson's Moonrise Kingdom with Ed Norton.
Of course.
And in the background is the monarch. And once you start looking in films and TV shows, you start seeing
it everywhere.
All over the place.
So was this really timed to coincide with the return of the monarch?
So it's partly timed to coincide with the National Gallery's reopening, as they have done just recently, but also it's the anniversary, the 150th anniversary of Landseer's death. So it ties in with that as well.
You have to have Bambi, of course.
Yes, another iconic stag.
Oh, this is one of my favourite TV programmes ever, this image. It's from Schitt's Creek, and it is just amazing. It's amazingly fun as well as anything else. I can't. That's a moose, surely, in the background, isn't it?
We're pretty sure it's the monarch of the Glen. It's
So your idea really is then to just make people look for more, I guess, after this exhibition.
Yes, and we think they'll start to see it everywhere, and I think also to appreciate the depth and the context behind the image as well. And we're very grateful to Christopher Baker, who has curated the exhibition for us in this space.
He used to be at the portrait gallery.
He did.
I know him. We've got some more here.
So this section looks at how some more contemporary artists have reinterpreted the image. People like Ross Sinclair, Derek Guild, Brian Organ, all of whom have reused or repurposed that monarch image in various ways. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we have a guy looking at the monarch, but he's is that in the gallery somewhere? He's naked from the waist up. from the waist up.
he says part of Ross Sinclair's Real Life is Dead series of artworks.
This is your Peter Sahavelofter, Sir Peter Blake image, which is a it looks just like a fuzzy image of the actual monarch, isn't it? And that was made in 2002.
Yes.
And this is of course, being in the Dovecot, you have to have a tapestry, don't you?
We do, and it's the tapestry that's really sort of...
it's the pièce de résistance.
Yes, and it looks across our wonderful weaving floor at the representation of the original monarch.
Yeah, and that itself is a representation of the Peter Saville work.
Yes.
There's beautiful colours in it, beautiful vivid colours.
They are very apposite for this time of year, I think, those autumnal golds.
I suppose when you look at the monarch at the other end of your gallery, I suppose the colours are fairly representational, aren't they? That's lovely. You've got a display case here with lots of yarns and bits left over, maybe something like that, or bits of working.
Well, it's part of an addition, so we can make more, so we need to have records.
You need to have exactly which yarn
exactly,
you use.
Yes.
Okay, and I may as well ask you then about these last three. So we've covered three sides of the old swimming baths. It's such a great space, especially for art, I think. So these last three are all photographs.
Yes, so these are contemporary photos of stags in Highland landscapes in Scotland.
In the wild.
In the wild. And we wanted to finish by acknowledging that the monarch image and the image of the stag has a lot of quite complicated contemporary resonances around leisure and community and land use and ideas around rewilding.
They are majestic. It's truly, that is the word for it, isn't it? They are completely and utterly majestic. Ben, thank you very much indeed for showing me around. It's great. And when does your exhibition open?
So the exhibition opens tomorrow. On the 14th of October, and it runs until March.
And we're at the Dovecot Studios on Infirmary Street.
We are.
And you're open 7 days?
We're open Monday to Saturday.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.